Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. That is the second to last proper okay of the FPL season.
How you doing, bro?
I'm okay. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, actually thinking about the Mets sweep a lot today.
Yeah. And that was not a good...
You hate to see that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Everton shift you? Oh, no, I'll just flip on the Mets game.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But there's always the next sporting thing to get us going. There's the last two game weeks, then there's Euros and more Mets,
there's
NFL.
There's always X hope.
Yeah, X hope.
That's all we live on is X hope.
As soon as you run out of X hope, you're done. That's when you're really dead. Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, you're just a dead human. Yeah. Well, you're just a decomposing human at that point, or whatever.
Decomposing gabagool.
Decomposing and not going to work here anymore. Yeah,
exactly. Decon.
How'd you do this week?
Could have been better.
We both took good hits.
Alright, so you hit in Ayling and Ederson. Hate
well,
to see
I couldn't
that.
Have a blank at goalkeeper, so I needed to get Ederson.
Yeah, well, it's only a -2.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got a zero for a nailed keeper.
Yeah.
And then I hit in a couple great strikers in Bamford and Ings, captained Ings.
57-minute brigade.
Double 57th minute sub. Double barrel 57-minute shotgun to my fucking nutsack. Just so terrible. Also,
yeah,
it was actually way more than just a -4 because I would have played Tella if I didn't bring in two more playing guys who just puts up 11 for fun. So it was really like a -10 for me. you know, hate to see it. Kabak out for the season. Hate to see it.
Yeah, you know, what else? No big deal.
Yeah, the only thing that I was thinking about as I shut my TV off as Ings was jogging to the sideline was like, a thing that I think we both often do is a big factor in who we captain is how the team is playing, and specifically, not just the fixture, but specifically how we think that match is going to play out exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, I got in Bamford and they win 4-0, and I got in Ings and they win 3-1. And so like, part of me feels vindicated, like, fuck, if they just like played a little better or stayed on. Points probably come eventually, but you know, is what it is. End of season is a fucking fuck fest, and
yeah,
whatever. Happens. Mo was the obvious one. He got 10. He somehow got Max Bones, which you never see.
I think it was the first time all season he scored he had a single return Max Bone game. Let's see,
he doesn't get Max Bones.
So I guess whoever. You know, the individual or multi-individuals of interns at Towers had him captain this week all in concert to facilitate that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
All you could say about that. It's, I mean, really he did create a couple chances, which was unusual. Did have his fair share of off targets. Don't remember him being offsides today. I think that was all Monty's job today.
But that's huge. That's a big negative.
I'm just trying to scale it back. You know?
Big chances, I don't think. Well, he had that one from like the side.
I think he did the normal thing. Yeah, he had the normal thing where he does is he has the big chance, but he doesn't actually shoot.
He shot the one that I'm thinking of, but I don't know if Opta counts it as a big chance or not.
There were a couple where he was in, and he didn't shoot, and he just like lost it or tried to dribble the fourth guy after he finished. You know that. It doesn't matter. You know, hey, you know what? End of the season. It's all Euros prep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're just scouting Euros for Euros prep.
Scouting for Euros, you know.
I mean, hopefully Meslier gets the France job. It bumps Captain Hugo out of there.
That was quite the clean sheet to hold up there. Burnley are just Burnley. Every minute of that 90 minutes was the most Burnley thing that Burnley could ever bring.
Kind of amazing that we both got double Leeds cleans, though. Like that.
I feel dirty. I feel very unclean.
And then
very
I should. It's rude of me to go another game week without shouting out Pereira again, who gets me another auto sub return.
Yeah, every absolutely time you've played him, he's gotten points for you. It's insane. Yeah, it's
like this run
points
is historic. I should total it up and maybe make a little framed poster about
it's
it.
Transcendent.
Yeah, I went up a little. I went up like 40K or something. I don't know. Whatever. Like, I got 52 minus 448. So. Right in and around, I think, what most people did. I didn't see any huge scores. Like, people free hit and all that kind of shit, but I didn't really see any, like, big successes.
Yeah, I mean, there
goes.
Were some. You know, the Mo Cappers, you know, if you had the Kane and Mitchell coming in for, like, fucking 5,000.
Don't
that
remind
was,
me
that
about
was the
Mitchell,
big one.
Who I hit out 2 weeks ago.
People who had, like, a hit on Mo Cap with Mitchell and then like the base level, you know, had a couple cleans.
Yeah.
They're looking okay. But dude, it was really, with Dallas, you know, I mean, there were only two clean sheets this week. It was Leeds and Spuddy Spuds. And crazy. I mean, we can't really count Sheffield United as a clean sheet.
And Teke, dude. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
He just, whoever got him in for first. The double and listened to me is fucking...
Yeah, just at Alon at fmlfpl.com and
I'm
Twitter
never gonna
on Twitter
buy
and stuff.
Never gonna buy a drink in Norway again after that.
Do you know what's also fucking annoying is that I don't think you've owned Benteke in like 4 years, and I own Benteke like 3 times a year, and this has never happened to me.
I can
I get
never,
him all the time.
Yeah, no, you do get him at least once a year. At least once a year. When he has like one good game, you're like, it's time. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, I don't know. Great header.
All right.
It was a rivalry game.
Yeah, revenge game.
Revenge game, rather. Not rivalry. So, I don't know. A little factor there, but...
All right, let's keep it moving, dude. I don't know how we're still on this section of the pod.
How'd you do?
Oh, I got, like, the same as you. I don't know. You know, I Captain Mane, he missed, that fucking huge chance in the beginning of the game. It's classic him, but I got 49. With my hit already accounted for there, and you know, pretty bang average it felt like.
Yeah,
you know, the
all
yeah,
of a sudden
got
you're 450K.
Oh my god, I'm so good.
Okay, stop, Todd. But you were fucking
so good,
far from that for a long time. So
all I want is my game week one rank. That's all I've been chasing
what
ever
was
since.
200K
or something.
As if that's like some fucking great.
Yeah,
rank.
Like that's good.
That's where we are in life right now. But all right, let me update the leagues. Shout out to the 3 FMLPL Prize League Mug League leaders for May so far. It's still Frode in first, Mahesh in second, Josh Michael in third. Shout out to the leader of the FMLPL Public League, Pedro's Hombres, aka Michael Atkins. I think former Patreon sub, actual Michael Atkins. Maybe still, I don't even know. What do you want to talk about? Outside of the US. Or is this just check us out? I mean,
do you want to check us out?
Yeah, want is a
different than need.
Dangerous thing. Yeah. want is treacherous. Let's just run through these questions, I guess. We got some questions, and maybe we'll take us somewhere. D-Beck said, who's the best Jota replacement? So Jota also out for the season. I'm in Liverpool. When you thought the injuries were done, they're never done. Is it an easy move to Raf? Are you seeing anyone else in the sub-7 million bracket? You know, there was a part of me that forgot that I got Kabak for a second because I think I just blacked that out of pain. Yeah. And when Jota was out, I was like, oh my god, I'm going to get Tella. That's like the jammiest second sub, auto sub ever. And then I remembered the darkness. I don't know. Who are you looking at?
Jota, I think Raph's a pretty...
Raph's
a pretty
one.
You know, loud one. I also think now it would be, you know, Foden punt feels a little bit better that he got the 0 minute out of his, you know, and the full B team, you know, treatment from the Pepino over there this weekend.
I mean, it's all you can expect, I think reasonably expect, is that they'll play one. Whatever city you guys get will play at least one or start at least one of the two.
Yeah, or one and a half. Because
we don't know what he's gonna how he wants to prep for the Champions League or how he's gonna approach the minutes and stuff like that. But they should start at least one because they're gonna stay fresh. So Don't mind
so
that.
I think Foden was also, for those reasons, definitely a shout. But yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think you need to really overcomplicate things or reinvent the wheel. You know, I mean, you know, those two, I mean, Gundo also, you know,
yep.
played well
yep.
in that bracket. I mean, Greenwood, he's 7-2, a little bit more expensive than what we're talking about, but they definitely aren't going to just kind of, you know, play backups and shit. They don't have any other competitions left. And
you know, they want to.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think it was last week's pod, is that the Europa League final is like 3 days after game week 38.
Oh, wait, they're in the final?
Yeah, they're in the final against
Ebening. I fucking forgot about it.
Yeah, no, they're in the final versus Ebening.
Okay, so that's a little bit sketch.
That sketches me out, yeah. So I have no idea when Greenwood is or isn't going to play there.
I want Ebening to win so badly.
I haven't actually seen him in so long. Like,
I know. He looks the same as when he got his new teeth, you know, surgery or whatever.
Amazing. Surgery. Yeah.
I think that's
agree.
It. I mean, Raf or Foden, like, yeah, you know, sign me up.
Great picks.
Raf was pretty horrible against Burnley.
It was like his worst game in like 5 months.
Yeah. I mean, it was his first start in about a month and a half or so, but he was quite bad. But, you know, you're still getting and doing the things that you expected him to do. And maybe he shook the rust off a little bit. And, you know, at Southampton's is pretty fucking good. You know, they're
that's
proper
very,
beach.
Very good.
Proper beach action. And, yeah. Yeah, I like Raf, you know, I like the way that sounds.
Just scrolling through, if someone wants, I mean, you know, people are obsessed with ownership and punts and all that stuff. Newcastle playing fast and loose, just scoring goals for fun. Home Sheffield at Fulham.
Is Sheffield even a good fixture anymore?
Great fixture.
They just cleaned Everton.
Everton suck.
Whoa, bro.
They just suck. They've been bad for so long, at least
attacking. Are we sure Sheffield United are bad?
That's where we're taking the spot. Are we sure?
Are we
fucking
sure?
Higginbottom, or what's his name?
Are we sure? Fotheringham and Heckenbottom and fucking Jebison and Robinson?
Yeah,
are they not bad?
Jebison put up like 1.1 XG. I saw the shit.
Are we sure that Thomas Jebison is not the second coming of the third president of the United States?
I mean, could be.
TJ.
Too soon. Yeah, I mean, that's a punt. That's, you know, if you want like some Arsenal
punts.
Fan wants to go Willick or someone wants to go St. Max or some shit, fuck it, do it. Vax, do we bin or hold Dings? If we're binning, who do we go for looking at Cavani? Too soon. This is a fucking too soon by that Vax right there. That is just so targeted at me. It's
the
not
thing
cool.
That was the thing too, is I actually did want to talk to you about this one, right?
Talk to me.
So we were talking about Ings, like, oh yeah, played, like banged a couple, like blah, 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 right? Did you see Ralph's post-game quote?
You mean Palace or after Fulham?
Like after
this
Fulham.
Week? Oh, no, yeah. I didn't say it.
He said that the physio told me absolutely no more than 60 minutes. Like, that was the stone limit.
Fucking...
Yeah. But I think it's less of, like, targeting towards, you know, how useless pregame, he's not going to tell you that, but
of course.
Also, it's just like a player like this who's injury prone, like, we see him come back, he's like, oh, he's good, he's doing good, like, you know, then it's also like, like, how much can you really put into that after he's really not been fit for a period of time, you know, since last year? Just maybe that's like another, you know, maybe you want to see more than like one good performance because, he played 75, he scored a brace against Palace, but then, you know, if he's on this limit, and he was popping in the positions, you know, I mean, he definitely had his share.
Right areas.
Yeah, he could have had a goal and an assist on another day, but just minutes-wise, you know, he played under 60 is, you know, maybe that's something to consider also moving forward is like, you just want to maybe see a little bit
like
more
get
than just
like
the one game.
A 90 under your belt, potentially,
just to make
before
sure they
a cap.
Can, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Not to transfer, but for a cap, you know, because when you're capping,
for a cap. No. That makes sense. I mean, especially with someone like him, who's just because he's been on off injured for
all
weeks
year
now.
It was all year. I mean, he played in the beginning of the year. He put six or seven games together.
Yeah,
and then since then, the most starts he's had in a row are like four, I think, or something.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah.
It's been a really lost season for him.
Well, so I mean that match where he was 60 max was on Saturday, and now he's playing on Tuesday, so
you don't like that.
Probably out. Like, probably been him, like
against Leeds too, or they're gonna be running.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it could have been also like, well, we want him to play the rest of the game. So then, okay, if he does 60 in the next game, he'll blah, 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 blah. Like maybe he'll do, you know.
As usual, something we say often is like, you can talk yourself into any one of the narratives that you want to believe.
It just depends. In that situation. If you own him, he's going to play 90 Ancelites. If you looking at him,
The thing also with Leeds, and this is something we talked about weeks ago when they had those three hard fixtures in a row, but they have not been a really good fixture for a while.
Like attack-wise.
Like, for an opposition attack. They're not rolling over. Like, they're not conceding six anymore in every game and a million big chances. In fact, they haven't conceded more than two since Arsenal game week 24.
That's insane.
It's not the same Leeds anymore.
It's not the same exploitability.
Yeah, that's not like, I don't see that fixture. I'm like, Ings hat trick. I'm like, fuck, Ings is probably going to play 50 minutes because they're going to run him into the ground. So, yeah, I don't know. Fuck him off for sure. But what forwards do you like? We talked about forwards a lot last episode, but.
Yeah, I mean, I still like Iheanacho. Even though they have a couple tough fixtures, I'm happy to stand by. I don't know. I think they played this week, and I don't know what happened. I don't really care.
They won the cup.
The what?
They won the cup.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
okay.
The celebrations were nice. I watched the celebrations.
I mean, Kane today, you know, he did the thing. Villa, Leicester, you gotta feel pretty safe there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Kane.
I mean, outside of that, you know, I mean, the thing with DCL, you know, came in, you know, as we've been talking about, like we talked about this last week, right? Is that, you know, the Chef U looks good on paper, but the team's still not really creating a ton. I mean, they had a decent amount of shots today, but it's still like.
He had like all of his XG came from that one, like, I don't know if you watched, he had this one rebound that was basically like point blank should have scored, but. Other than that, it was kind of messy. Yeah, it was just like.
And they had James back too.
They had James, still like a little bit. Ziggy, Allen, Dean. Yeah. Like they had the guys. They just like didn't really do shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe Cavani's a, you know, they're home full, only eight. I think that's a kind of nice little punty punt there. But otherwise, no. I mean, there's not much.
He has the same problem that I have with Greenwood, which is like no idea which game he's gonna play. No,
totally. I agree.
Really, Rogue. Now that everyone's getting rid of Jota, everyone basically has him and has a free Liverpool spot. It's Bob. Yeah, I mean, they still have Burnley Palace.
Dude, Bob was actually driving me insane today watching Bob.
He's been pretty good, though. He's getting chances and stuff.
Not today.
Good fixtures. I didn't think he was that bad today, but...
I didn't see him... He entered the final third, and it was like you like walk into like a fucking synthesizer, like bug trap. You just like disappear. He every time the ball was in any dangerous area, he was just like not completing things or not. It just wasn't coming off for him today. I don't know.
Burnley Palace. I didn't really see that. I mean, he got some good shots. He hit the post.
He hit the post really on that kind of fuddled thing, but I don't know. I think you could do worse than Bob, but you know, looking at a 9 million forward, you know, you're not downgrading Kane. You're just, if you have Kane, you're holding him.
No, but this is, we're talking about Ings, who's 8-4, you know?
Did people actually buy him? Like, I feel like
me and
no
fucking Vax did.
Yeah, you and the dozens of listeners, I guess. But
Jesus,
I don't know about that move. I don't love that move. But
yeah, I might just do it for fun.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely fun. You got Bobbin.
Yeah,
They gotta fucking put Bobbin at 8M next Ollie's year. It's so gonna good. Be so annoying.
So Ollie Watkins is so good, Drew? But they have Spurs, Chelsea. Oh. So
dude, fuck a Watkins. He sucks.
He's so good.
Yeah, we're so good. Benteke, baby.
I know. Kev IRL with a little heartwarming thing here. He said, it's been a long-ass old season with everyone looking forward to the Euros now, but isn't it great to have fans back in the stadiums? And more importantly for us, some games on at the same time as each other. We got a taster on Tuesday and Wednesday in Game Week 37, followed by Game Week 38 Fuckfest of all 10 games kick off at the same time. Can we have a moment to anticipate the ex-joy and ex-carnage of the greatest couple hours on Discord of the entire season? I've missed... this a lot, actually.
It's, as more and more weeks have passed and time has passed since the COVID-ids,
yeah,
it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Having every single fucking shitty ass fuck game, Southampton, Fulham, Brighton, West Ham, being on individual like spotlight alert sucks. Insane. It just sucks. It's not fun. It stretches the day out so long where it's like, oh, I gotta watch. If it's on, you gotta watch. You gotta watch, dude. It's on. You gotta watch. I don't fucking care about these games. Like,
I basically watch 10 hours of football every Saturday, 10 hours of football every Sunday. At least half the games are gabagool, don't count, don't matter, care, no fantasy relevance, whatever. Versus watch one early game, watch one TV game while six other games are going on, watch one night game.
And then there's like two games on the next day, and that's it.
Discord, Twitter popping off.
Yeah,
because everyone's just goal, like clean, oh, injured, red card, whatever. You don't need to watch, you know, fucking...
Yeah.
The bad games. It's just crazy. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for those.
I'm very unexcited for Tuesday ones because I'm going to be fucking... I'm not going to watch shit. I think I'm going to be working the whole time.
U.S. time-wise, it's pretty bad. But Sunday, Game Week 38, though, we can get excited
but
about.
This was the other thing I threw out there on Discord today. I know you've been far away from Discord recently, but are we sure that they're not going to stretch out Game Week 38 to be like 4 days, three games a day, every game's televised?
Certainly not sure.
Because I'm definitely not sure.
Yeah, once they've tasted the money of we can just roll commercials for 10 hours instead of 5 hours.
It's like, and Sunday, one of the fixtures on Sunday is Fulham Newcastle. Like, that's going to get lost in the shuffle. Imagine if they could spotlight Fulham Newcastle so that everyone can watch it, you know?
We're probably like one or two seasons away from that actually happening where they stagger the matches that affect each other, I bet is what they're going to do. Right, so they're going to do Liverpool, Leicester, Chelsea play at the same time.
I'd love
that. Relegation play at the same time. Like title challenge play at the same time, whatever.
Love that.
But I like them all at once.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They have Sheffield United, Burnley also on Game Week 38. I mean, you don't want to flex that out to him Monday night?
Give me that on Friday, maybe.
Come on. You're going to get that. It's going to get lost with all the other games. It's kind of a messy thing.
They can't ruin that. They can't ruin that. I feel like it's like a holiday in the UK. They can't ruin that.
Do you know what I was also thinking about? When they have 10 games on, who refs the game? Like, you remember in the years past?
Yeah, 10-string ref.
They have three refs, basically, that ref the games. Like, do they bring someone up, or what's the deal?
Maybe they call up from the championship or something.
Because this has been a thing every year. They do this every year.
Every year, like, long as I've watched, it's been every year.
And they just, they have 10 refs. Like, is it maybe then the third refs? Because it's like, those are the Kevin Friends.
But then who does the VAR? Because now...
Big Dunk. He does it all.
They bring back, what if they just brought back like Klatz and fucking Howard and all that shit?
Oh my God.
Just for the
so
guest
good.
VAR. Maybe just no VAR for Game Week 38. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure they haven't considered it and have no idea what they're doing.
I feel like we're breaking barriers right now.
We're breaking the meta.
Yeah. I don't know what meta it is. What
FPL pod meta. Ritzy D said, time to target teams playing at home the last two game weeks because fans are going to be back.
That's the overthink of the century.
I would say it doesn't matter worth a fuck, would be my assumption.
Yeah.
Over the course of a season, it obviously matters. You can see that with how the away results have gone all season. But for one game each, because it's only, no team has two home games. Every team has one home game.
Right.
Dude, if Liverpool, great example, at home, they're unstoppable when there's fans for the last like 5 years. But if they're like down against Palace in Game Week 38, you think that's going to be like a positive environment? It's going to be everyone shitting themselves, like fucking nervy, anxious nightmare. So
I mean, they're also like, you're looking at like these very like 1-3% like advantages over the course of the season. If you're like, okay, I want this defender to start at home because they're better, you know.
Right.
But when you're looking at like one game,
actual
you know,
one match,
one. That shouldn't be, you know, a very loud, you know, factor when you're kind of weighing things up, I think.
And I'm sure that on Match of the Day, they will milk that for all it's worth and be like, the fans, yeah, they were just, they fucking got that goal. They cheered that goal in, but yeah, whatever. Mr. Ralph, what's up with these beach teams playing better than when they had things to play for? I'm not sure which team he's talking about, but
maybe my team.
Newcastle Palace. Yeah, I think the problem with the question is, what is better mean? Because if Palace played like that for a season, they would get relegated
immediately.
So that's worse.
Yeah.
But for entertainment's sake and for FPL's sake, it's way better.
Well, this is the thing about that, I will say, in fairness. Okay?
Okay.
3 points and 1 point, big, huge difference.
Huge diff.
1 point, 0 point, not a big difference.
No, small diff.
If we do this against the bottom half,
bottom like
for 20 games in a year, we'll lose, you know, 5-2 a couple times.
Yeah.
We could kind of scrape out with more points than not, you know, because we were fucking unleashed. It was insane today. We were out of control. It was just absolutely one-way traffic insanity.
Shots are 23-19.
Yeah, the dude said on the thing at the end of the game, it was the second most shot attempts in total in a game all year. The Palace Villa game today.
So
shot
wild.
Attempts. Second so combined. Wild. Fucking Palace Villa in game 37. But dude, if we were doing that kind of thing,
yeah,
you know, we'd win some more games because we drew some teams against some bad teams. You know, we struggle to put 1-2 pass because we're trying to be compact.
Every once in a while you guys like score 4 or 5 though, also.
Well, but the emphasis on every once in a while. But if we do that more,
no, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, looking back through the results, there were definitely some games where, like the Brighton game.
The United game. Like we Fulham. Both Brighton games.
Yeah, just shit like that where you could have pressed more. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. New manager coming in. Also, dude, Mitchell is like, he's going to start 38 games next season. He's actually really good. And
yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise. You know, he I mean, could, we were talking about this
I
all
could
year.
See him like just getting bought for pretty big money after next season. Like going the Juan path. He's a very different player. I'm not trying to say they're the same player. But he's so young and good. And I'm just like, damn. Yeah.
Like, I think he's like a little bit more limited. Like position, he's like relies more on his like positional sense. He's good defensively, like one-on-one I've been seeing. But in the final third, he's pretty ropey. You know, he doesn't have like much about him. And he could grow into that. But yeah, I think he reminds me... Well, that's the bar is pretty low there. But I think, you know, he definitely reminds me of like Ward, like when Ward was good. Like he's just like meat and potatoes, fullback, like good player, like not amazing, will stick to his duties, like do his job, you know, can contribute a little bit. And he has a little bit more pace than Ward did when Ward was good, like, you know, 5-6 years ago. But he's super young. Yeah, he's really young. And obviously, you know, you have a player who's like 21 or whatever. You have the potential to grow into more. But he definitely should be, you know, he has that position on lock for next season. So
For sure.
So, yeah, hopefully he continues to work hard and keep improving. Because
maybe he'll come in at 4-0 or something
good.
Weird like that.
I mean, I can't, you know, you can't see that happening. But, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Oh, so that was Mr. Ralph's question. Yeah, I think that's what that is. And then Jeff D said, I'm combining my favorite narratives. Which players on beached teams are putting themselves in the shop window? I'm realizing through reading all these questions that all of this shit is basically bullshit. And it's just us trying to like describe things and understand things that we don't understand. Is what I'm reading. Because it's like, no matter what happens, X does this. He scores a goal or he assists or he plays like shit or he wins or he loses, whatever. And then we just say like, oh, he's in the shop window if he scored. But if he plays like shit, we're saying he's on the beach. We're just, it's the same as like form. It's actually just describing something that already happened and it's not predictive at all. There's no like predicting like this team's going to play like shit because they're on the beach. It's like,
I don't know. I mean, Jebison's in form. You're going to tell me he's not going to score next week?
He is in form. I'll give you that.
No, you're right. It's obviously, you know, the tongue-in-cheek nature of that question is very loud for all of us to hear. For me, you, and all of our dozens of listeners. I've cited again the dozens.
Yeah, you're harsh on our listenership. We have more than a dozen listeners.
Wait, what's the next thing from a baker's
dozen? Baker's dozen, 13?
Yeah. Baker's dozen.
Yeah, I'll take that. Lucky number 13. Lucky number 11.
No, I mean, you know, beach, not beach, this or that, things to play for, yeah, things not to play. It's such a nonsense. There's two games left. You know, you have your team, you know, you get one transfer. You just take a punt. You know, you hold who you think's going to play, and you take a punt where you feel, you know, that it's not great. But I think, you know, the main thing that we're seeing, right, with the Palace and the Newcastles are that, you know, the teams that have literally nothing to play for in between, you know, 17th and 12th, they're not going to fucking play tight for a clean sheet.
No.
You know, so if you have defenders on those teams, like, you know, Leeds, hey,
it's double clean.
It's just, it's a tough sell. You know, that's a tough sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, anything you're seeing here?
No, I mean, yeah, that's right. I always bring up that article at the end of every season that Jonathan Liu wrote, where he analyzed how teams do when they have something to play for, have nothing to play for.
Is that your pen name?
Yeah, that's my name. Jonathan Lulu. The teams with nothing to play for are always the highest scoring games on average by a lot. So there it is.
By a lot?
Yeah. It's by like 0.6 goals per game or something.
Which is actually a fucking ton.
That's so much. Yeah. That's it, question wise. Anything else you want to go for?
Well, how'd your team do today?
Easy win.
Easy win.
Yeah, we just strolled by Big Sam's West Brom as we should. Just completely dominant. Yeah,
just walked it.
Yeah, just walk in the park. Just a free win. Free low. Yeah, dude, that Allison goal is so good. Oh my God. I was just fucking actual screaming. My neighbors probably thought I got stabbed.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for them, here you are.
Yeah, I'm going to scream again.
Did you see the... the post-match presser with Allison?
It was great. I love when he
asked him a lot of questions.
I love when he thanked every other team and stuff and got really emotional. Yeah, that got me. That was a tearjerker moment.
That was nice. I didn't realize he mentioned that God himself.
Yeah. Oh, touched his head.
No. Had his hand on his head.
Hand of God.
Pretty good.
Hand of God.
That's pretty good.
God's just reaching down to fucking give him a head. Yeah. God probably has one of those things that feel really good.
Back scratcher.
Yeah, he just like good.
Oh, the little, with the wires.
The wire on the head. Yeah, he just did totting him off before the corner and he's feeling so good and then he leaps. You know what's funny in the replay also is Nat just flies in there.
He was also unmarked. Everyone's unmarked.
It's like there's another world where Nat just hits that like rose ed, like flies to the bar. We draw. We fucking nightmare, whatever. But he just missed it.
Well, I think the deep cut B side of the Allison presser was that you had Loki's hand on Nat's head, pushing down a little bit.
Yeah. True.
Then God, you know, bring a boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, one of those, I guess, you know, you have to balance the scales there.
Because we could cite Allison's sage advice. He said, you know, there's so much in life that's unexplainable, right?
Yes.
He said that.
Yeah, beach teams, just can't not make beach sense teams.
Yeah.
Shop window, not shop window.
So this is, and then
form,
it's, you know,
not
just,
out of form. When does form begin? When does form end?
Yeah. So I mean, prove to me that God's hand was not on Allison's head.
And sorry, drop the mic. Drop the mic. Yeah, prove it. Bitch.
Prove it.
Obrigado, mate. Get fucked.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It was fun.
Oh, dude, it was such a good moment. Just an incredible moment.
Yeah. Big Fat also like refusing to leave his chair.
Just
the whole game.
Sulking.
I think he got up once. He just didn't get up.
They announced that. They made a point to say it. They're like, he's on his touchline for the first time in the 57th minute, and then he just sat back down.
Because they kept showing him, and he was like partially blocked by like the wall of the side of the fucking dugout, and he just wasn't moving. He was just chewing his gum, being fat. It was nuts.
Him and Pete Carroll in like a gum chewing off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't even know. That would be mental.
That'd be good.
Their jaws must be so strong.
Ground to dust.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Lingard stopped scoring.
Yeah, he sucks.
This is the Gundo, this is the thing, is when do you jump off of the fucking thing?
Yeah, actually, this is one of the other things that I was talking about, because I felt strongly that West Ham was a bad option against Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
Brighton are good. I mean, they actually played probably better than what I thought they would. They actually created some chances and stuff, but yeah, getting the bandwagon guys, which we know is we're weak to that. We don't get guys if they don't have long-term good outlooks, historical, in our opinions.
Historical
stats or the team and that kind of stuff. What the fuck do you do with them when they start not panning out? They go from just scoring every worldly imaginable to just not scoring.
You just sell.
Urgent transfer out?
Yeah. I think it's if you see two or three games where they don't score, you just fucking bin them.
Okay.
Because this is the thing, right, with Lingard. We've seen thousands of minutes of Lingard being bang average shit. This is Ross Barkley, right?
That's harsh on Lingard. Barkley is a fucking other level.
But I think this is literally what the thing to do is that, you see a couple blanks, you just don't think, they're not premium assets, right? You just don't think twice about it, you just sell.
So the follow up, and this is we're post-cogging here, but the follow up to that is then you need to not have punty fucking risky guys at your 9th, 10th, 11th starting positions in your team. If you're going to jump on bandwagon, jump off, that's two additional transfers. Every 6 weeks, that's two transfers that you need. Whereas, I have a fucking red flag. I have fucking Ings. I have other guys I want
to
get rid of.
You're not committed to jumping on and off these very, very, very volatile short-term punt. You could just get Rafinha. You know, and you're okay, he's actually good. Every game, every eye test, every stat, you're good there versus getting someone like this.
I just don't think that's good enough. Lingard put up 80 points in 10 game weeks or something, or less probably. Yeah.
He scored points.
And I think, I want that.
I agree. But I'm saying is how do you can't have many players in your you can't have
oh,
many
I
spots.
See what you're saying. The ideal is that it's not a short fuse guy. Right. But there are multiple every season.
Yeah,
always
1,000,000%.
So
yeah, absolutely.
That's just this season off the top of my head. It's Gundo, Lingard. Who else?
Suchak had a little spell.
There's definitely a striker or two that got hot or whatever.
I can't do this off the top of my
head. No, me neither. But I'm just saying 3, 4, 5 around there. That's 10 transfers ish.
Yeah.
You know, that's bring the guy out, sell the guy.
Yeah.
Because none of those are long term.
That's why you don't use transfers on goalkeeper. You know, I've only used 6 or 7 this year. You know, that's why you don't use transfer on defender. You know, but that's the thing.
Transferring guys who are secretly out for the season, and you don't know until the game week starts.
But this is you go back to basics.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If you're in touch with the basics, the Dallas, just don't do anything. You just get the guys who are gonna kind of come and go. You just hold them and Mo. I think I've had Mo literally all season.
I have too. Yeah, I got rid of him for the 1 week.
Yeah, and then he bought him immediately
and
back.
Got him right back. Yeah,
but I mean that's stability. Those kinds of things. So
Okay. Good to know. Cool. Good talk. Good chat.
Yeah.
So what are you looking at for your team?
Nacho.
Nacho's
another one in that.
Oh, yeah.
Nacho's,
he's do we get rid of him? I don't know. Bad fixtures. Hasn't scored in a few, maybe.
Yeah. I think I'm going to save,
Really? And just go super hard on 38?
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go hard or soft, but my team just looks fine. And I don't see any, straight swaps that I want to do. Spurs, I mean, I still have Son and Bale. Son was fucking ghost ship today, but they have home Villa, which feels nice. My defense looks good.
Ming should be back though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, for Son and Bale, I don't think that affects them that much.
Cash is still out also.
Yeah, so it's good for Son.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Bell's, you know, he's kind of sluggish in the first half, but yeah. I thought he was good in the second half. And I saw Dean and Godfrey look fine. I mean, Dallas as Southampton's like fine. I have Mo and Mane is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Bamford, I'm going to just keep playing. I have Nacho's fine. Like, I don't have money in the bank, really. And
right.
I just, yeah, my team feels pretty good. So yeah. I think I'm going to just roll it, and then I'll do some. Maybe I'll do a couple moves in the final game week, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
My team doesn't look as good.
No?
I mean, well, I have Kabak, but I could put in Pereira. But I still have Lingard.
Has he been good for you?
Pereira? God. So I could put in Pereira. I still have Lingard, and I still have the aforementioned Ings, who now I'm like, is he capable of playing 45 minutes against Leeds? Like, I'm not confident. Not confident.
I mean, Lingard, you can't do anything with these games coming in.
That's the trap.
That's a trap.
The bandwagon fucking guys. I think I am going to get rid of him just for science.
Okay.
Because, like, the obvious thing is to hold him for West Brom Southampton. But he's turned back into Lingard. The clock hit midnight. He's fucking along with the princess.
Pumpkinho.
Okay. So I'm just going to try and I'm just going to Fortnite dance him out of my team and just see how it goes. Just for science. Okay. That's all. I'm just the guinea pig for the rest of the community. So yeah, it's looking like a -8 for me.
Yeah. All right.
-8 for me, Clive.
We'll see where that goes.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Maybe just a 4.
What about Cap this week? What are we neglected that last week.
Oh yeah, we did. I mean, Mo looks good. Kane looks good. Unfortunately, I'm not sure Bamford's going to play 90, so can't really go there.
No, I'm pretty sure he won't.
I wouldn't captain anyone on Man U because I have no idea what they're going to run out. I guess you could captain like a punty City guy if you have a safe vice because... Although Brighton's like not a good fixture. I don't know. I probably wouldn't go there. It's probably Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, Mo seems fine.
I mean, who else do you like, even?
I mean, I think Lingard's actually reasonable.
You can captain a Man United. I think it's a lot more likely that the first 11
Cavani.
Will play this and then maybe sub off early in the last
Greenwood,
game.
Greenwood seems like a pretty
Greenwood
good
cap. Greenwood and
Bruno. Because he didn't play the last one.
Greenwood, Bruno, Cavani should be in the mix. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They play Tuesday and then Sunday, so they have a perfectly fine break, and then they can rest guys on Sunday for the final. It seems good.
Yeah.
So I do like that. Fulham are fucking as advertised.
Fulham, they're done. They're gone.
Their butter has been whipped. They're a nightmare. So
I like the Kane shout because they have a meaningful game coming up and... He was shooting. He got a brace during.
Kane looked good. He looked good. Yeah. Although
Dean,
the fucking camera with the showing the replay as he's through one on one.
I know. They did it multiple times today. I was going nuts about that on Discord too. The EP or whoever's doing it.
You just can't do that. They have what I don't understand is they have a delay. You know, there's like a 7-second delay or whatever for live TV where some guy's job is literally like, oh, go to this, go to that. So he like sees Kane like through on goal, and he's like, "Yeah, show the replay of the other thing over there." It's like, what?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think they're a bit. Like, I think Dean also. You know, home Wolves look like they can't score in fucking 5,000 minutes. So I don't mind that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think it's a good chat. He was crossing his fucking life away today.
Yeah.
Kane. You know, it's options. There's still options here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Ederson.
Benteke against Arsenal. It's pretty good.
I'm going Ederson the last 2 weeks.
No, you're not.
Yep, 100%.
Are you gonna use your transfer on Kepa to Scott Carson?
I might actually. Maybe that's better than saving
or Zach Steffen.
That's too much. Am I gonna get a steal situation?
Yeah, you might
where
get
I have the starter and the backup, and then the third one plays. I can't deal with that.
I mean, I don't think Carson gets another start.
I think I'm gonna just keep Kepa. It's good. Ederson cap, baby.
So basically, we're both just doing it for science at this point. We're donating our bodies.
No, I'm doing it for my OR.
Okay. just going to say, okay, and move right on there.
This is what it's going to be. When he gets his Pinal and the clean and the max bones and I double it, then you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I hope he does it.
Yeah, he will. It might not be this week, but then the next week. You know, that's why there's two games, you know? Two chances.
Should I start Fofana this week? Not use a transfer?
No. No, I don't think so.
He's going to be like third on my actual bench. Fucking fucker.
Should we do some Euro talk or are we just going to get out of here? We're kind of long.
I think we just go.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no asses to slap. We had our big run of signups on last pod. No more.
I thought we had one or two.
No, no new friends.
No, oh my God, dude. We're fucking horrible.
That's fine.
Cancel the pod.
Are we going to do Patreon episodes during Euros?
No.
I don't think we can. There's no zero days off.
There's a game every day and then there's no break.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then we just do them all behind the paywall.
And then there's like not that long before the start of next season. Like before our preseason pods and shit.
Yeah, we have like a month, right?
Yeah, but usually we do like 3 or 4 preseason pods.
Yeah.
Before Game Week 1 pod.
Yeah.
So it's just never ending, dude. Relentless. Yeah, I don't know who I'll cap. Maybe I'll transfer in a cap. Maybe I'll just go Mo.
Dude, get Ederson. Join me.
Ederson in for Forster, and then I'll actually have a backup in Meslier if he doesn't play.
It's good. Cap, dude. He's going to fucking score a pen.
I'm not capping.
Yes.
I shall not cap.
He's going to score a pen. It's going to be could so
pick
good.
He could pick a hair off of Pep's bald head, but he's not going to get the cap.
Everyone knows he can. Everybody knows.
What a season, dude. I'm very relieved that it's almost done.
It's every year, dude. It's just we're pathetic jokes. It's okay.
Not every year. Yeah, it used to be good. You're going to be telling your kid, like, back in my day... Used to be a top 20K kind of guy every year. Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, brother. Check us out at FMLBL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLBL. Sportspeed.com/FMLBL. Subscribe, rate, review, do.